This is a download from Unofficial Mills. For more clips like this, check out unofficialmills.co.uk.
8:16 on Radio 1. Sorry it's a minute late, but it's Laura's diary. Laura has actually lost her phone and therefore couldn't find her sister's number. Luckily, I had it in my phone, so it's all fine. Have you really lost it?
No,
like, you haven't done a Scott Mills.
No.
Lost it. You just misplaced it.
Somewhere.
Right. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
It's over there.
It's on the sofa there.
How's your weekend, Mary?
It was superb, thanks.
What'd you do?
I was at work.
Did you see any boys?
Might have done.
Yeah, okay, good.
Did you?
Right.
Are we moving on?
here's the next bit of Laura's diary at 8:17.
31st of August, 1998. Dear diary, I've decided there's only one thing I can do, and that is to make Ben change his mind. I've
Why?
Booked a I don't know. I've booked a hair appointment at Harlan's to get my highlights done. I'll buy him presents, and I'll do that thing that he's been wanting me to do for ages.
What?
I'm going to be the best girlfriend ever.
What was the thing that he's wanted you to do for... Can you say that?
I don't want to know.
All right, cool.
Ever.
Right.
Gross. I'm a woman with a mission, and time is my enemy.
Please.
He means far too much to me to lose him now. The thing that upsets me most is that he's willing to give up everything we have, everything we've shared together, just so that he can snog some cheap tart during Freshers' Week, guilt-free.
This is because Ben's going to dump her because he's going to uni.
Wants to be single.
Yeah.
To think that I sacrificed the whole of my first year at uni for him makes me sick. Snogging Alan doesn't count, because I only did it because I was missing Ben.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's allowed. Yeah, because you were missing him. It was an act of love. With Alan.
I need advice from someone a bit older and wiser. There may have been something obvious I'm not thinking of, and it's always good to get another perspective. I can't ask my mum, because it would gross me out too much, and things were a lot different in the olden days. She's going to kill you. So I've decided to write to Melanie C.
Right. So you want advice from someone a bit older and wiser, so you've written to Melanie C. You were a big fan of the SGs, weren't you?
I was a massive fan, yeah.
Right.
The SGs are always so confident. They are experienced women of the world. And I know they wouldn't let anyone walk all over them.
That's right. Girl power.
They've probably had loads of boyfriends, so would know exactly what to do in my situation. Mel always seems so sweet, and all the other girls go to her for advice, so I don't think she'd mind too much if I asked her.
Seriously, you've swallowed a copy of Smash Hits, haven't you? You really have.
I had a Spice Girls book, and it told me all about them.
Okay.
Profiles.
Mm.
You're like 18, get a life.
Yeah, it's not like you're 13 at this point.
You're like my age.
Okay. Imagine being this much of a sap now, Mary. Think about it.
What a loser. I've got the address of the fan club, and I know that they always pick up their mail, so I'm going to do it. I know she'll be able to help me. Love, Laura. P.S. Wood pigeons are so annoying.
Right. Fourth of the day.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope Melanie C. writes back. What do you think the chances are of that? They pick up all their mail. And now, it's time for Laura's Diary. Please welcome the person that made it all possible in the first place by finding the diaries and reading them out on Radio 1. It's Laura's sister, Mary. Good morning.
Good actual morning.
How are you?
I'm dandy. How are you?
Very good. What time did you get in last night? Don't want to sound like your dad.
I don't know, early hours.
If I was your dad, I'd be wearing a top hat and smoking a cigar.
And a nightshirt.
Right, let's have the next bit of Laura's diary, 8:15.
1st of September, 1998. Dear Mel C, I hope
what?
You're okay.
So, this is not the diary she's writing to, this is to Melanie C, the letter.
Yeah, this is the letter she sent to Mel C.
Okay.
You loser. I hope you're okay. First of all, I just want to say I think Viva Forever is a brilliant song, and congratulations on your number one.
It is brilliant, isn't it? It is a great song. Carry on.
I hope you don't mind me writing this letter. You don't know me, but I've been a fan of yours, and the other girls, of course, since you began. I'm not a stalker or anything, so don't worry.
Can you just remind us how old Laura is at this point?
She's 18.
Right. Okay.
I know you must get a lot of mail, but you said on Live and Kicking recently that you enjoy reading it. And try and reply to as many people as you can. So I guess that's why I'm writing. If you haven't got the time, then don't worry. But I want you to know that this is really important. You're such a loser. The Spice Girls have inspired me for some time. Your music has really touched me. And often, when I'm unsure of what to do, I ask myself, what would a Spice Girl do? This time, I'm asking you directly, because it's a bit more complicated. I need some advice.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Such a loser. Basically, Ben, that's my boyfriend, made me a tape with I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For on it by U2. Then I heard him saying another girl's name in his sleep, and I asked him about it, but he said it didn't mean anything, but then said he wants to be single when he goes to university. The thing is, that makes it all sound really black and white, but it's more complicated than that, because I really love him, and I think we might get married. But we can't do that if he dumps me when he goes to uni.
Do you think Mel's thrown the letter away by now?
I'm wondering whether she's still going with it.
I was hoping that you might be able to offer me some advice about what to do. Like, how I can make him change his mind. I really need you to help me. I'll do anything.
Oh.
He does love me. I just don't think he realises how much yet. Thank you for taking the time to read this. If you're ever in York or Glasgow, give me a call. Then she's written both her numbers.
Oh, no.
I look forward to hearing from you. Love, Laura, brackets, Sayers. P.S. Congratulations to Posh and David Beckham. Just think, a real baby Spice.
That was the letter to Mel C. Thanks, Mary.
Cheers, Scott.
Be feeling together, believing whatever my love has said to me. Both of us were dreamers, young love in the sun. Felt like my savior, my spirit I gave you. We'd only just begun.
It's a brilliant song. You're 18. Get a grip. So let's just recap, right? You are having big relationship problems with Ben, right?
Yeah.
So you think that writing to Melanie C off the Spice Girls will help? Because she'd understand you. Because the Sunday surgery wasn't invented in those days, was it?
No.
Melanie C was the only person people had.
She was the Dr. Mark of her day.
Yeah. Did you really think she was going to reply?
Yeah, I know it's a bit sad looking back now that I wrote.
If you're in York or Glasgow, just give me a call.
She was like my idol. I thought she might be able to help.
If you got the money.
Okay then. Now, for the next part of Laura's Diary, the final season, here's Mary Foxy.
Good
Fox
morning.
Mary, good morning. Now, we haven't mentioned this week, so could you just remind people of why you're called Fox Mary again?
Because when I was younger, I wanted to be a fox.
Right, okay, here's Laura's Diary at 8:16 on Radio 1.
8th of September, 1998. Dear Diary, Ben said Charlotte again in his sleep last night.
No.
When I heard it, I felt sick. Once is bad enough, but twice? What is it about her? And in massive capital letters, she is not even pretty.
I have a nice personality, though.
Yeah. Bubbly.
I can't say anything, because if I do, then Ben might just say, let's end it now. Maybe she's been flirting with him. Maybe she secretly fancies him. What the hell gives her the right to flirt with my boyfriend and manipulate him like that? No wonder he's saying her name in his sleep. She's poisoned his mind.
Oh, no, Laura.
And then she's in massive, she's kind of carved into the page, she is evil. Right. And then she's written a little sort of poem.
And the poem?
Sometimes I feel we're so far apart, but you are always in my heart. You are always on my mind. I know you find the words are hard to find.
Brilliant.
I've never felt like this before, and I've never felt so sure. I worry and panic that I'm not right. I think of you when I'm alone at night. Are there
others? It's good, it's right.
Rubbish. Are there others you much prefer whose advances I should deter? Knowing exactly what they say, tempting you while the cat's away.
Good, that.
Cat Laura.
I know I'd be stupid not to give this a go, but it's just so hard when you say there's no tomorrow. Why did you save the name of that harlot?
Oh, I think I know what might rhyme here. I think I know what might rhyme at the end.
What?
Do you have a hidden love of Charlotte?
Charlotte. Oh, brilliant.
I do believe in what will be will be, and maybe we may split up when you could go to uni. But not before I have tried all I can. I am your lady, and you are my man. Love, Laura. P.S. Mel B is pregnant too now.
And they're all getting pregnant, aren't they, in the Spice Girls? Why did you say that name of that harlot? Do you have a hidden love of Charlotte? It's a myth. Thanks, Mary.
Cheers, love.
Speak to you tomorrow for the penultimate Laura's Diary.
Okay, bye.
That means the second to last. It's 8:19. Love you, Mary. Oh, she's gone already.
Told you. Anything you really bond with her?
Laura's getting a little bit stressed because people are slagging off her poetry from Laura's Diary.
Oh, really?
No, look, I know it's crap. I'm the first person to admit that it's not the best.
You were only 18.
But listen, it was just a way of, like, getting my feelings out. I didn't think that you were going to be blooming reading it out on the radio,
I haven't criticised it. I actually think it's a very good poem because it rhymes. I think all poems
should rhyme.
Poems that don't rhyme are rubbish.
Those are the rules with poetry. Yeah. There are some that don't rhyme.
I know.
They're rubbish, aren't they?
They're just like a load of words.
Got to rhyme. Now for the next part of Laura's Diary. Here's Laura's sister, Mary, off of York. Good actual morning.
Good actual morning.
You sound very perky today.
Yeah, I'm feeling quite fabby-dozy, thank you very much.
Very good. Okay, let's have the next bit of the diary, please.
Okay, okay. 9th of September, 1998. Dear diary, Rafe just gave me a croggy back from town.
Rafe. Ralph.
Yes, Rafe.
Ralph.
Well, Ralph. Ralph did a what?
How do you spell Rafe?
R-A-L-P-H.
Ralph. Yeah.
Rafe.
Gave her a what?
A croggy.
What's
back
that?
From town. It's like where you, the guy rides the bike and whoever's on the back sits on the seat.
Right, is that a Yorkshire thing?
Well, is it? No, it's a universal thing.
I think everybody does it, but I don't know if it's called
It's not called croggy where I come from.
No.
Well, and you're from the north as well.
Yes, I am, but the right side of the Pennines.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, you're from Sale, though. That's not really the north, is it?
Yes, it is the north.
Posh. It is posh. No, go on.
I decided Callum had a right to know what's been going on. If my relationship is going to suffer because of his stupid girlfriend, then quite frankly, his can too. Oh. It's only fair.
Oh, no.
I may have made it sound a bit worse than it actually is by saying that I knew she'd been flirting with him. But let's face it, just saying Ben had said her name in his sleep twice wasn't going to get the results that I needed. I think I got the point across. Callum didn't seem happy at all when I left him.
You cow.
Maybe you should have thought about that before I started dating someone like her. They say you should never trust someone whose eyes are too close together anyway.
So, Laura has now told Callum that his girlfriend has been flirting, right?
Yeah.
When, as far as we're aware, she hasn't really done anything.
Yeah. So she's kind of probably ruined their relationship. Good. Pardon?
That's a bit harsh.
Well, is it? I'm just listening and thinking what everyone else is thinking.
Yeah, that's pretty mean, Laura, to be fair. I told him I'd appreciate it if they could give us a bit of space whilst we were trying to sort things out. And he said he would and thanked me for letting him know. I feel better. If Ben does fancy her a bit, then there's no way anything can happen now. Even if Callum asks Charlotte about it, she denies it and they carry on going out. Callum will always be wary when Ben's around.
You've thought this out, haven't you? Properly.
She sounds really evil here. Now I've solved that little problem, all I have to do now is convince him to stay with me when he goes to uni. I love him so much. Love, Laura. P.S. No reply from Mel C yet.
Surprise.
I don't think you come out of that very well, to be honest.
Better watch out.
You are bonkers. Seriously.
Dear.
Girls are mad, aren't they?
Very.
Not all of them. Keep digging. Right, it's 8:20. Thank you, Mary. We'll see you tomorrow on Radio 1 for the last ever Laura's Diary.
Sad times.
I love you.
Love you.
Over the last year, you have grown with Laura's Diary. She's become a part of your life after her sister Mary found Laura, who works on the show's old diaries, in her bedroom in York. Now it's time for the final page, the season finale of Laura's Diary. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Scott.
Okay, go for it.
The 11th of September, 1998. Dear Diary, I think I'm pregnant, and I really don't know what to do.
Oh, dear.
Ben stayed over last night. We are always careful. Ben is dead responsible like that. That's one of the reasons I love him so much. But last night, it went wrong. We called the Family Planning Centre, and they're not bloody open today. Well, it's the day after. Going to the drop-in centre tomorrow. Ben says he'll go with me. Think he's as scared as I am. It's going to be embarrassing. I know everyone will be looking at me, making assumptions, judging me. It's horrible. I just want to die. It's not as if we were being stupid. If we were, then I'd deserve this. But we weren't, and I don't. I want to tell my mum and have a big cuddle, but I can't. I want to phone Ben and talk to him about it. But our parents might hear, so I can't. I suddenly feel very alone. I keep thinking about the science lessons we used to have at school. All those pictures and diagrams. I keep touching my tummy. There's a baby forming inside me right now, and I'm scared.
You're jumping the gun a little bit.
I haven't smoked all day, just in case.
Oh, brilliant.
And I know it sounds stupid, but I'm scared to go downstairs in case my mum can tell. What if she can tell? Kind of like a woman's intuition.
It normally takes about 3 months, doesn't it?
Yeah.
To show.
Yeah. Really? It was last night, though.
You know?
I can't have a baby now. It would change everything. I've got yonks left at uni. I haven't got much money. I know that my boyfriend is going to dump me in 2 weeks' time. And Daddy will go mental.
I think that's a safe bet, yeah.
You certainly will.
This is not what I need right now. Love, Laura. P.S. Still no letter back from Melfi.
Oh, Laura's actually crying. Can you give me a hug? Oh, you're right.
Oh, Laura!
She's actually crying.
Is my sister crying?
Yep.
Oh.
And it's your fault, Mary.
You can't leave it like that. Oh, I hate series when they end on a cliffhanger.
Is she okay?
She's all right. She's... Oh, my God, she's really lost it.
You're such a drama queen.
True to form. Mary, it's been emotional over the last year. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Scott.
For the phenomenon that has been Laura's Diary.
The phenomenon.
Phenomenon.
Love you, Mary.
Love you, Scott.
Before you go, could you just remind us why you called Fox Mary again?
Because I really wanted to be a fox when I was little.
And just for one last time, do the Jim Carrey impression, please.
Let's see that again in instant replay.
Love you!
Love ya!